And God said, let us make man in our image. Now, the first thing that jumps out, of course, the first thing that jumps out at you, of course, is the word our image. Why would God say, let us make man in our image? That's plural, right? Because, of course, there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. That's why it says, and God said, that's singular, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And so we see the three in one, the Trinity, being alluded to even here in Genesis. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now you see, right away, God says, the greatest thing that I'm going to create, the culmination of my creation, out of all the creatures that I made, he created the plants and the animals and everything. He gets to the very end on the sixth day, and he says, I'm going to make man in the very image of God. And he says, I'm going to put man above every animal. You see, God does not see people and animals the same way. Okay? God puts a man far above an animal, and we see why in Genesis 2. And the Lord God formed man. But see, there's a difference when God created man. The Bible says that God himself literally stooped down and formed with his own hands. You say God has hands? Yeah, Jesus Christ has hands. Jesus Christ existed back then. Jesus Christ has always been. And so he reached down with his very hands and formed from the dust of the earth a human being, a man. And then the Bible says that he breathed into his nostrils a breath of life, and man became a living soul. We live in a day where people can't differentiate the difference between a human being and an animal. Yeah, you want to know why? If you go down to the public school in this town and look at the way some of the kids act, you say they're acting like animals. You say, why do they act like an animal? Because you, sir, told them that they're an animal in the classroom. And God says, people are not animals. They're made in the image of God. And so maybe if you told somebody that they came from God, they start acting like God wants them to act. You tell somebody that they came from a monkey, and you wonder why they act like a monkey. That's so wrong to not respect human life like that, to take it upon yourself to say, oh, well, let's just put her out of her misery. That's a human being. You don't put human beings out of their misery. God says, I kill, I make alive. The Lord is my name. Hey, only God has the right to decide who lives and who dies. And he says it in this book. You see, a wicked and ungodly society always attacks the weak, the helpless, people who can't defend themselves, the elderly, the young. And God said, before I even formed thee in the belly, he said, I knew you. And he said, and before you came out of the womb, while you were in the womb, while you were still developing in your mother's womb, he said, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet.